violence. We've been doing a lot, Pastor.
The flood, the rain, the pain, I can go through anything. Thunder roll, felt the waves flash, God was in control, I lost everything, everything except my faith, saw some scary things, how they figure I'm gonna wait, say, where my kids at, baby didn't answer, new steady line, Lord I need a truthful answer, she cause she on Facebook, said they about to blow the levy, Boogie got his boat took, while he out there helping Freddy, it's a cold world, and everybody beefing, the Christian hate the Muslim. Pastor shot the deacon, but even through the storm, and I'm telling you, it's your season. In Greenpoint, they shot in the air because they thought y'all was leaving. But we lying, say they robbing. So folk cut out the hill. Man, that's why we gotta learn to go and help our own self. And I can't put faith in man because he got a lot of wealth. Just know that God is walking with me every single step. Man, I gotta help my brother because I know that's what's right. And use my time to serve you because I'm gonna be the light. Just keep my mind on Jesus and focus on that flight. Faith will mustard seed, and everything alright. Come
on. The flood, the rain, the pain, I can go through anything. In Jesus' name. The flood, the rain, the pain, I can go through anything. In Jesus' name.
He's the first and the last.
You gotta believe. That you need in Jesus' name.
Every tongue will confess that He is Lord.
You gotta believe, so you receive, then you achieve all that you need in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You gotta believe, so you receive, then you achieve all that you need.
Good evening.
Minister Terry, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, I don't know how this board tonight is going, doing its own thing. Well, anyway, welcome to the Now Network News 6, 8, and 9. Minister Terry and myself will be co-anchoring here. We're waiting on Minister Rashad to show up later. If not, remember, he does have a business that he's running, so we want to definitely keep praying for him and just thank God for the services that he's rendering to people, but also what he's doing here on the network to sow in a seed. How are you, woman of God?
I am blessed, Pastor E, blessed and highly favored in Jesus. Glory be to God.
Amen.
I tell you,
amen.
Pastor E, amen. Amen. I woke up this morning, the Holy Spirit woke me up, and he gave me a word, and he gave me in the word, the word, and it woke me up, and it was a serious word. It was stumble. So, you know, I had to go to the Word of God. When I went to the Word of God, it took me to 1 John 2, and it says, Jesus is the light. In him, there's no darkness. His word in him is the top of my to-do things every day, priority. And it's, you know, be strong in the Lord. And he just gave me confirmation, just keep making right decisions and surround yourself with like believers. Get your lives in order because, ooh, Jesus. But that it woke me up. It woke me up this morning.
Amen. Look, I can tell it's been on your spirit because that's the first thing that leaped out, that word that goes forward. We're going to bring you back and give you that opportunity to share that segment of What's the Word. But thank you for continuing to encourage us to hearken diligently to the Word of God as we continue.
Amen.
God bless. We'll bring you back in a minute for What's the Word with Minister Terry. Don't forget, 32
Amen.
Seconds, your promo, when you come on, the music will be 32
I'll be
seconds
ready.
For your promo. Thank you, woman of God.
Amen.
Well, family, we want to just continue to remind ourselves, first of all, here on the Now Network, as we continue to grow and to elevate, that we are on assignment. And our assignment has been put in place to be ready for where we're going. There's a couple of things I want to share here on our opening groundbreaking for the Now Network News is I want to remind us about White Friday 2017 Covenant. Some most have done already. Don't even need to be reminded. This is a yearly move for the Now Network, P2P Ministries, and all of our covenant partners that we're sick and tired of being broke. We are sick and tired of borrowing. We are sick and tired of not being who God called us to be. And no matter what's going on in our country and all the things, we still must do better now. White Friday 2017 commitment. Yeah, let's commit to ending our year better than we started. Now, for my covenant partners, you've already closed the account. There may be some others out there that just got on board. You're hearing about the covenant, the crossover. It's time, no matter where you are, it's not too late, for you to close all unfinished accounts. That's the news tonight from Pastor E. You need to close all unfinished accounts, meaning you need to go before the Lord and repent for those areas you did not keep up to, those areas you did not finish through, those areas you did not keep your word. Now, guess what? Because he's such a forgiving God, when we repent, he is just and true to forgive all our unrighteousness. So, but we must, first of all, repent and confess, and we must believe, then we can forgive and receive forgiveness. So close out everything. I remember this morning as we were sharing the word is that examine yourself, test yourself, that you know what you're involved in, you know what you're letting happen. But now's the time that you can make a clean slate, because crossing over means we're going into an arena that has never ever been seen, heard, or done before. So let's commit to ending our year better than we started it. Yes, we're preparing now for the crossover. Just a side note, we are still looking for many of our covenant partners, the ministers that I've sent messages out to. We are still looking for your confirmation for the crossover revival, and that's going to be on starting Sunday evening. the 31st at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, which will be midnight on the East Coast. We want to celebrate their crossover. Then our second hour will be the crossover for our central area. Then our third hour will be the crossover for the mountain area. Then finally, oh my God, when we cross over, they've already been prepared. And in our time zone, we're going to link up and get ready. Come on, I need your confirmations. But White Friday, 2017 covenant. Let's commit to ending our year better than we started. Here's the covenant for you. You got to put your name on it. Commit to not spending any money on Friday, November 24th, 2017, a.k.a. Black Friday. Now, some of y'all out there saying, we've always wondered why they call it black. Well, because deals make people get out. It is not just black folks. It's white folks, Hispanic folks. It's all cultures that get caught up in spending money thinking you're saving money. I learned, and this is a three-year covenant for me, I've learned that I was still able to provide and still able to have nice things to give freely and without going through all of the scams and all of the protocols of the world. So I commit to not spending any money on Friday, November 24th, aka Black Friday. I commit to opening a savings account in a black-owned bank or corporation on that same day. Got to make a commitment. You were going to spend $1,000, save $100. Then I commit to saving at least $10 or whatever your budget can allow per week, meaning just as Minister Rashad, the no-look account. I got envelopes that this is so good for me because I'm used to saving money in a bottle where I'm looking at it all the time. Somebody called me and said, I need this. And you have to learn to save some money for you, but also don't take away from saving money for others. So I still have the clear bottle that I split it down the middle, and I put half in the no-look account. And when that envelope is kind of bulging a little bit, I'll tape it up and start a new envelope. And I don't even know how many envelopes, because once I put them down there, I can't see them anymore, and I'm starting to now get the process. But you must start to save some money, $2, $5, $10 a week. That means I won't go out to eat, I'll cook. You'll save 10 bucks. Put that $10 away, split it in the no-look account, and split it in the savings account to bless others. I commit to community service by spending at least one day, that's 24 hours, helping others before December 31st. So you got to get started now, right now. We have an event in Bellflower on October 27th from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. They're having their harvest celebration there, and we are going to be P2P Ministries, TYT Ministries, VLB Ministries are going to be joining forces to do the entertainment for that event in the city of Bellflower. Come on out and volunteer. Come on out. We got booth openings that we can get you in there without any cost. Just come out, do some games for the kids. Come help us make it a joyous time. And you can sew in for the 3 hours of time. You can leave there with 8 hours of community service. And then the next event, we'll get you that information too. Come on out, Bellflower, at the main courtyard. We'll get that information out, the flyer. We're waiting on some confirmations on pictures and everything. We're going to get that flyer out here real soon. I commit to donating at least $25 extra to my church, my favorite charity, by December 31st, 2017. Now, I want to say this because this is what we do as covenant partners. We sow into the ministry that is blessing us. We sow into the ministry that is growing us. We sow into the ministry that is opening doors for us. This is extra. Donate at least $25 extra to the place that you know is good ground. Now, a little side note. If you are not, I don't care if you're giving, if you're paying, giving, or whatever, however you're doing. But if you're sowing into bad ground, now what's bad ground? It don't have to look bad. It don't have to smell bad. But if it's not producing good, which is, watch this, abundant fruit. He says, watch this, that you would have abundant. That's more than enough. If you're sowing into something and you're just getting by, and there's no abundance coming out of where you're sowing, that the harvest is coming back to you, you need to stop now and start to pray and ask God, where should I really be sowing my monies? Because it's not just to give, but it's to receive. So you can give more. But we have to become conscious in this commitment and in this covenant to know that I am sowing into good seed, good fields, that I will receive nothing else but good harvest. White Friday, 2017 covenant. You can do it. If I can do it, you can do it. And if I can do it, anybody can do it. And I'm doing it. And believe me, there's people that would say, I never would think that he would put himself third, fourth, fifth to make a covenant with God. Next segment here is New Beginnings Season 2018. Oh, yes, we crossed over last season. We got some new passengers. And we want to make it clear of what we are holding ourselves accountable. New Beginnings 2018 is this, that we must leave the old behind. Sin, fears, unforgiveness, past failures, lost dreams, unfinished commitments. Remember I said earlier, you got to close the account for 2017. Stop looking at it year by year and look by season, and that God continues to grow you every season in within the season. We broke it down to four quarters in one season. And we now, watch this, evaluate ourselves. We test ourselves. We question ourselves. That did I really leave it behind? Sin, fears, unforgiveness, past failures, lost dreams, and unfinished commitments. Remember 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ Jesus, he is a what? New creation. That word, defined, new, something never, ever, 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 ever been done before. You can put in the other captions. Heard, talked about, seen, done before. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all, not one, not two, all things have become new again because you have made a standard of the point of no return. Oh, yeah, see, we're getting ready to cross over into the now, into the God's will. See, not our will, but God's will. Yes, because all things are new now. Obedience, dedication, commitment, passion, purpose, vision, results. Oh, I know somebody was out there looking for a new car and a new house and all that. Well, when you work hard and you put in the labor, you will reap the harvest of your seed. But if you are not new on the inside and you're still contaminated by sin, fears, unforgiveness, past failures, lost dreams, and unfinished commitments, you can never have a new obedience, a new dedication, a new commitment, a new passion, a new purpose, a new vision, and new results. Don't care what you're doing. If you're getting the same results, you need to stop. New beginnings. Season 2018, get ready, close out the account now, and let's get ready. Let's really prepare ourselves. No more, what they call it, resolutions. No more fake promises. No more stuff that we know that's our own self. That's our own, but we start making commitments and now standing in covenant. Covenant is of God. It's not of me. That's why I really, elevate to that word covenant. It takes me out the equation. You're not doing it for me. You're not trying to please me. You are now held according to God's covenant. And we must hold ourselves to that standard. Yes, we're the Now Network News, but this is news for you because I could have talked about our presidency. I could have talked about our government. But guess what? If I am not new again, I'll still talk about the old way instead of, you know, I prayed for President Trump today five times. Do you know that I'm not going to, I don't tell everybody's assignment, but that is my assignment daily to pray for the President of the United States. That's why I stopped watching CNN, and I'm a CNN watcher in the stocks and all those things, trying to learn how to grow an area. But I had to back from some of those things, because being on assignment, if I'm listening to negativity, how can I speak positivity? So I had to make a decision to resist the world. I had to make a decision not to be conformed to the world. I had to make a total decision that it is God's will and not mine. Yes, that is the Now Network News, keeping it real segment here with Pastor Eat. We're going to prepare ourselves for Minister Terry. I know she is ready for What's the Word with Minister Terry. Now in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I'm your host, Minister Terry, here with What's the Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. Jesus! Hallelujah. Now, family, this month in October, I have been telling you guys on different health care awareness months that we should be aware all year with these issues. First one we spoke on was breast cancer awareness. We spoke last week on domestic violence awareness. This week, I'm going to give some enlightenment on lupus awareness. Lupus is a chronic autoimmune disease that damages any part of the body, the skin, joints, major organs. And the cause for lupus is unknown. They don't know yet, but they say stress and post-traumatic stress disorders can increase likelihood of Americans. They're not even aware of this disease. And there's 1.5 million Americans that suffer from some form of lupus. 16,000 newly diagnosed cases yearly. There's four different types that it come in. First one is systemic, affecting, like I said, the major organs, the heart, the kidney, the brain, and the lungs. Then there's the cutaneous, which affects the skin. Then there's the next one is drug-induced. Taking certain medicines can bring about the disease of lupus. And then there's neonatal. That's from birth, and that's very rare. Lupus, it can be mild, and it can be life-threatening. Usually occurs in the age of approximately 15 to 44. Mostly women of childbearing stage and women of color. Women of color are 2 to 3 times more likely to acquire the disease. Lupus occurs, though, family, in all races and ethnic groups. Autoimmune, our immune system cannot tell with fat the difference between foreign invaders of the body's healthy tissue. And the autoantibody, it gets confused, and then that's when the disease attacks the healthy tissue. Not related to cancer, not related to AIDS, HIV, family, it is not contagious. It is treatable. There's some more information I could share if anyone wants to know. Any follow-up for lupus, what you can do. There's medicines that can comfort you, but you would have to seek your doctor first and get a diagnosis for it. So that's my health awareness this week. Now I have some hot topics in the news. This one I had mentioned before, I think earlier in the month, but Governor Brown, he has passed and signed the non-binary gender option for California driver's license and birth certificate. This leaves gender neutral option, and it can be for any document needed. It doesn't say it can be for transgenders or intersex or others, however they identify themselves. So this has passed. This will be on California driver's license. And it's going to be available with the license starting in 2019. Family, some new bills that was passed. This one, my sister, Rasa, she does a lot with the youth. She works with youth authorities and getting laws passed. The state of California has passed three major laws. First one is Senate Bill 395. This one is for youth and minors who were put into custody. You may know somebody, you may have somebody in the family, you may share this information with somebody because this can help somebody. Amen? But that Senate Bill 395, this one deals with Miranda rights. We all know Miranda rights. You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in the court of law. You have a right to an attorney. If you can't afford an attorney will be appointed to you. Now, we're speaking to a 15-year-old, 16-year-old, 17-year-old. Come on now, family. Some of the parents may not understand the Miranda rights. They have been putting young boys in there. And this Senate bill, ooh, glory be to God, Governor Brown, Senate Bill 395, it has passed. So that's going into full effect. Pass the word if you know anybody can use that information. Also, they have Senate Bill 394. This bill is for anyone that was under 18. Some of them were put in prison, and they were put in there without an opportunity parole, put in there for life. Senate Bill 394, it gives them an opportunity to parole if they were under 18 and something happened. Glory be to God. Because I tell you, we serve a forgiving God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Then also, family, we have another bill that passed. It's AB 1308. This one is for men and women that was put into prison 25 years. If they were 25 years old and younger, they can have a special circumstances parole process. I tell you, sometimes when they were put, this one just changed because when you were 23, you didn't fall into this one. But now, 23, 24, 25, if you're under 25, you can fall under Senate Bill 1308. Again, family, I'm going to say them bills. Senate Bill 395, that's for the youth that they didn't receive their Miranda rights because they don't understand. They're vulnerable. They don't understand. Some of us don't understand. And then Senate Bill 394, that's for under 18 years when they put them in and they said, we'll never be able to parole out. No. Those bills have passed. And then also the other one, 1308. So that's it for the new California law bill. Next, we have some hot news that's been on the news. Delta Airlines. This time it's Delta. We know we've had some issues with the airline. They're just not treating people right. But this one was a doctor. She is the wife of a deceased Navy captain. And what they were doing, they were transporting a sergeant, his casket. And before they were removing the casket off the plane, she wanted to make sure she could, one of the flight attendants told her that it wasn't the company's policy to do that. Then she had a response from them. Delta said there's no such policy. Sometimes, family, we could step in during a time like that. That was an honor to this young man, you know, the national anthem. We have to know. We have to have our things decent in order before we just stop. So I don't know what happened to the flight attendant, but the training process for Delta Airlines, Southwest, Virgin, JetBlue, all of them should take note of this and take note and be more courteous to the passengers. Amen. Family, I want to share with you, there's some recalls that's been in the news. There are Ford trucks from, they're pickup trucks. They didn't say exactly which one. But from 2015 to 2017, there have 1.34 million trucks being recalled. They have to redo the handle. Something's going on with that handle mechanism for taking take your truck in there if you have a Ford truck pickup. Then also, family, we have Ford Expeditions. This year's are 2011 to 2017. Things going on there that needs a serious check right away, right now. They said possibly carbon monoxide poisoning. If you know anybody that has one of them, inform them. If Ford hasn't sent them any recall letters, that one should be on the top of their list urgently. Amen, family? And that's the Ford Explorer 2011 to 2017. Next, family, we have another hot topic that's been in the news. Well, we have in the United States, our nation, everything that's going on, we have underage sex trafficking going on. 84 minors was recovered and 100 people were arrested. It's a sex trafficking scheme going on throughout the nation. They're getting these young children. They're abusing them and having them do anything. So family, we live in a day right now and the times we're living in. Our society is so advanced in technology. They're running around 7 years old. They got iPhones. They got iPads. They got everything. They got phones, computers. Family, we are the parents. We have to monitor the sites they visit because children are children. Their minds haven't developed. They know and to see and have discernment when the enemy's coming after them. So we are their protectors. God has appointed us over them to protect them. So, family, I tell you, mom, dad, auntie, uncle, everybody, take it on your own to monitor who the children are on when they're on those electronics because sex trafficking, some of them, like I said, they recovered 84, but there's so many still missing, and some may never be found, family, so let's keep that lifted in prayer, too, for the sex trafficking. Again, I think, family, that's my news portion for tonight, and that's it. If you have any questions, you can push one, and I'll be happy. Amen.
Y'all are
hallelujah.
Hey, you guys got to give me time. I'm sitting here listening to your broadcast, and you'll just all of a sudden say, "Well, I'm done." Come on, let me know you're gasping for air.
Gasping for air. Let me slow down and get ready to wrap it up. You know, So I started on that high note when I tell you that I woke up this morning, that girl was just stuck there.
Yeah,
you gotta
share that because you started with that, but I wanted to continue. You know,
yes.
keep the flow. But take about 5 or 7, take as many minutes as you can to share that word that you were woke up with.
Yes, I'm gonna share it with you all, family listeners. I'm gonna share it with you. I call you all family because we are with the body of Christ. I woke up this morning, I was asleep, and the word that stuck with me and the Holy Spirit was telling me the word, stumble, stumble, stumble. I'm like, stumble, stumble, what? You know? So I went to the word, and it took me to 1 John 2. And in the word, I read the whole book of 1 John 2. Jesus is light, no dark. His word in him, he strengthens us. He strengthens us when we are weak. He can help us overcome anything when we believe. So I tell you, family, I'm like, oh, Lord, I was asking him again, stumble, stumble. But then sometimes, family, I don't know if it was just me stumbling. He could have been telling me something in my life. Stumble me, but he caught my attention right then because I had to go to the word to see what he was talking about. And then also in 2 of the sin. Read that whole book, 1 John 2, because when I seen in the back the antidote and it said stumbles, I went to that book. but right this is, you got to surround yourself with like belief, that believes in Jesus Christ, that knows Jesus Christ, you know, that it's going to keep you straight up, elevated when you want to go left or right, so we don't stumble and we don't be in darkness and we remain in the light. I tell you, they got so, they had to my attention. Ooh, Jesus. I had to just say it. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Ooh, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. I calmed down after that. After I read it in completely. I haven't read the whole Word of God. I go to different things. I'm learning this, but I take it on my own to get of it in per day. But I only can do so much where I can understand it. He said, in all you're getting, get an understanding. So that's what I do. I take some and I meditate it word for word, because you can't skip over a word and not know. And I thank God for the Now Network family, P2P Ministries, that we have resources, because there's some things in the Word of God that I don't understand. And I thank God because the Now Network family has expanded and there's so many resources, so many women we can reach out to, like this time of the month with domestic violence, so many we can call. And we have to work on a safe haven for women, because on the Now Network, we have the men and the women. We have our pastors and our ministers. But the thing is, sometimes, and it may be a man may want to talk to a woman, like a woman may want to talk to a man if things are like that occurring in the household. And like Minister Sir Ryan said, a lot of things go in the church. In the church, not the church within you, but it's the building. And a lot of people that's in the church, they're too ashamed, or they may have, but he didn't give us a spirit of fear. They may be afraid to share that with someone. But confidentiality, trust, we have that through Jesus Christ. We trust in him. You can trust in us, whatever you're going through, that stays with us. It'll stay with us. And if you need help, we are here to help. So that's going back. I'm talking about domestic violence. So I don't want to get too off here. But any men or women, if you any situation, P2P has a 24-hour number. Pastor, you don't forget to give them your number so they can connect with any one of us on the network.
562-413-3710, 24-hour hotline. Now, like I say, we may not answer directly, but we will return your call fast and get you connected. Amen. to the right channel you need. You may, and you know, you say, well, you're in California, you're here, you're there. We are growing a network of like-minded believers that are following the Word of God to give solutions from the Word of God. So do not think you can we cannot help you get what you need. We can. Please give us a call. The P2P hotline, 562-413-3710, 24/7 days a week, 52 weeks.
Amen.
A year, 365.
Amen.
Amen. Yes. Amen. But I'm glad you mentioned that, because Minister Terry, we've been instructed by who else? Our Father. What does the Now Network mean? N-O-W.
Not our will.
We are something that we do for churches individually. And we're still going to continue to keep this in a leadership boot camp mode as we go into churches, into ministries, and help train leadership. God has opened the door in our spirit because of one crying out to make it available.
Yeah.
On Tuesdays and Thursday mornings, the Now Leadership Boot Camp, LBC, and that is helping you to develop and define your personal vision, your personal your purpose, your faith walk, your leadership skills, your ministerial etiquette, your entrepreneurship, and your operational excellence. That's personal growth, leadership training, media, social media, marketing, all of those things that we do for other ministries that we partner with. We're going to start to make some of these principles available on our conference call number, which is area code 319-527-2216. That will be on Tuesday and Thursday mornings at 6 a.m. Pacific, 8 a.m. Central, and 9 a.m. Eastern. This is a kind of a kickoff, so we're still going to be wanting to be flexible with our times because of the different time zones, but we want everybody to get an opportunity to really go through some of our leadership training principles. We preach them all the time, but there is a structure that we do go into personal mentoring and personal training, but also into ministries and churches that God says now release, and we're going to make this available free. Now, I have to be honest with you. This program there are costs that goes with this program to travel, to come and go that. This is an introductory. There are people that will, I pray you come on and you want personal mentoring. We'll set up individual question and answer sessions. The first 6 weeks of this program, the Now Leadership Bootcamp, LBC, there will be no opening lines. There will be no answer questions. There will be not wanting to go back. There is no coordination between listeners and the teaching is what is out there to help you in your personal growth, your leadership training, your media, social media growth and marketing, but it must go through the structure. So the first 6 weeks, we're just going to be being sowing, growing, doing some individual question answer assignments. And we want to invite anyone. I'm working on the flyer right now. We just finished a lot of the verbiage that we want to put out there for this online training session. And then if you want to take it to the next level to really get all the full seven principles of provoked unto purpose, we can make that happen. So thank God that he's opening doors to tell us to say release. I wanted to say this also, Minister Terry, we're about to release an ebook. Minister Rashad said something to me a couple of weeks ago. We are about to release a worship workbook. It's a book.
Ooh, hallelujah.
It's really a book, but it is a worship manual journal. You've probably heard a lot of these teachings, especially you, Minister Terry, you went through the 12 weeks of worship training here on the Now Network. We're going to be putting that on paper. And we're going to make that available, the first two chapters free. We're working I just got a friend on Facebook that does editing for books, very, very cost effective. We're going to be meeting and trying to get those things taken care of. But that book will be out before the end of 2018, the Worship Manual from P2P Ministry. And we're going to make the first two chapters free, and then we're going to charge $3 for the rest of the book. So we pray that everybody will support that vision and that purpose. But it's time to grow, and it's time to know that God is ready to take us to another level, that we're not just still sitting around and fumbling and waiting. But no, put into action the things that God is doing. And everything Minister Terry does not have to cost something. But we must remember as believers, we know things do. So just because you don't hear somebody, I have to say this. Can I confess something tonight?
Yes.
Thank you. I needed somebody to say yes. If you know me, I very seldom mention anything about donations or giving. But daily from people who look out for me and want the best for what, say to me, why don't you? I get so much flack over that. But I'm a true believer, Mr. Cherry. You don't have to ask somebody for anything. You got to teach people the word of God. And when someone learns the word of God, they'll learn how to give into good ground and learn how to support.
Terry?
Go ahead.
Ecclesiastes, time and season for everything. You know, it wasn't the time then.
That's right.
Amen.
So we have to grow, and we have to know that it's time to release the things that God has given us. But don't just jump out there on the ship plank. Be prepared. Be ready. Be ready to produce something that is of excellence, that you know that people will respond. So we're stepping out in our closeout for 2017, because I know crossing over, there's going to be greater things for each and every one of us when we finish strong when we allow God to really move on our behalf, and when we, oh my God, it is time. See, all of a sudden the ram in the bush showed up. I told you a businessman has to do businessman things, but it's time for the money minute. What, amen. Minister Rashad, right now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Time to grow. It's time to prosper now. Good evening, Now Network friends and family. I'm so excited to be here. Praise the Lord. It is time to go, time to grow. Go get your neighbors, get your friends. And if they won't come, then get it for yourself and pass it on. What a wonderful evening. Thank you so much, Pastor E, and I apologize for my tardiness in here. And, you know, if you're going to be about God's business, God is an on-time God. Amen? And so I make no excuses for myself, but I will, you know, send my apologies to you and the network people out there for running a little bit late tonight. But I know God is an on-time God. He's about being on time, doing things on time, and making things happen on time. And so if I'm going to line up with his word, I need to be on time as well. So I will be prepared next week, but this week here caught me a little bit off guard. But today I wanted to share something that I think is very important in terms of the platform we're building, we've been discussing and going over, just another one of those key areas regarding our finances, and amen. And so we know that we've been talking about things, and Pastor has been definitely leading the platform and leading the surge, leading the charge, along with Minister Terry and everyone else about, you know, getting our financial house in order. And as we get ready to wind down and close up this year and moving forward into next year, Pastor E is already, you know, light years ahead. He's one of those dynamic pastors. You know, I've talked to a lot of them across the country, and he definitely has the conscientious mindset of taking his entire body with him to the next level. And he knows that finances is one of the key ways to get there. And so as we discussed that, one of the pieces to the puzzle that we wanted to talk about tonight, I know we talked about credit last week. We talked about the importance of getting your credit together and not being afraid of it and facing it and, you know, being able to just get yourself in a position where it's getting better and better week by week, month by month, year by year. We talked about our balance sheet. We talked about watching what we're spending and putting that in an envelope and making sure that we can be accountable for what we're utilizing out there in the marketplace. So therefore, if the more accountable we are with our money, then the more we can manage what we have and then look forward to what we're going to be receiving from God's blessings. Amen. And so everything works out to having a plan. And part of the plan, if you was to have a portfolio or a book in your home, a three-ring binder, you know, you have things in there about your credit, your budget, and your future goals financially on when you're going to be debt-free. I mean, it's very important. Please put that down. If you don't have it, make sure you have a date on when you're going to be free, okay? You just can't say someday because there's January through December, but there's no someday on the calendar. There's the 15th and the 1st through the 30th or 31st, but there is no someday. And so you want to be sure that you put a date down on when it's going to happen. It reminds me of one of the little kids one day was asking his dad, you know, when are we going to go to Disneyland? He kept seeing all the commercials on TV, and the dad kept saying someday, someday, and the kid kept going in his room looking on the wall trying to find someday. But there was no someday. There was a day, but no someday. And so the kid kind of figured out that the dad just didn't have a date in mind, so he kind of gave up on the idea that it wasn't going to happen. And so we don't want to do that, amen? We want to be sure that we can do it, put a date on a piece of paper, and put it in pencil. Put it in pencil. So if it has to change, move it. But, you know, I just feel like God will start sending you the things, the resources, the people, the contacts, the idea, the motivation. Once you get serious and put it on paper, now God can step in even stronger now and start lining you up and start positioning you for what it is that you have put into the universe, right? We speak things into existence. And so at that point now, we're calling those things that are not as though they are, and they what? Shall be. Amen? And so the segment I wanted to just spend a couple of minutes on today, and I have to paraphrase by saying this, I am not an insurance agent. I'm not selling no insurance. I'm coming here just as a brother, as a friend, as a member of the Christ family here, just trying to share some basic open information. I am not the expert. What I do know is that on our business plan, we have to have our house in order when it comes to insurance. okay? And so I know we have our car insurance. We got our car insurance. So if we have an accident out there, you know, God forbid, we can get our car fixed, replaced, or help the other person that might have been injured, or we can get taken care of. We're injured, so we got our car insurance in place. Check. As you have your car insurance in place, you know, I would tell you, you know, every 6 months, don't be afraid to shop around. This is another way to save money and as well as to make sure that you have the best coverage for yourself. Just don't take it for granted that where you're at is the best place to be and the best price. You know, a lot of the insurances a lot of times are based on, you know, how long you've been driving, how long you've had a good record, and other things such as your zip code and all those other kind of things. So, you know, don't be afraid to look into your insurance policy. Some people just keep paying it annually and never, you know, really look in to see, am I getting the best coverage for my dollars today? Maybe in 2015 it was good, but maybe in 2017, you know, it's even better where you're saving 15 or 20% somewhere else. If you're going to save 1% or 2%, it's not worth switching. But if you're going to save 15 to 20%, you know, that's money that can go back into your investment account somewhere else. So start with your car insurance and look at all the, you know, as we become more financially astute and more financially intelligent, we want to start looking at every little line item. I know it seems laborious, it seems tiresome, but, you know, you want to become, you know, the more that you handle the smaller things, the more that God can give you the bigger things. But if you don't take care of the little things, how can I trust you? How can I trust you with the bigger things? So I'm going to be diligent. I don't care if my policy is only $600 a year. I'm going to read it, and I'm going to make sure I know everything that's in there. I'm not just going to take the agent's word for it. I'm going to look in there so I understand it, you know, and all by getting, what does the scripture say? Get understanding. Okay, so let's get some understanding and know what's in there, know what you're covered for, know what your kids are covered for. If you have any other additional drivers on it, know what they're covered for so you're in standing good orders. And if it doesn't make sense, it's not adding up, then, you know, sit down with a professional and get some other consulting and some other feedback on what other options are out there. And it's so much more easier today with the use of technology and the internet that you can go in there just like finding flight information. You can get five comparisons at one time. And so for some of you, you might be surprised on what you can save and, you know, the change. But every time you switch, you know, make sure that you have a professional, you're walking it through it, and, you know, making sure that the trade-offs are going to benefit you and there's no hidden surprises behind door number three that you didn't see because of the trade-off. Amen? So you got your car insurance. You know, if you're a homeowner right now, I'm sure you got your homeowner's coverage as well. You know, make sure you review that policy and make sure, once again, you know it's on every line item. And then, once again, just check. It doesn't hurt to check with two or three other places sometime this year or sometime next year before it's renewed again to make sure that you're getting the best value. Make sure you get the best value for your dollar. You know, it's not a matter of trying to be cheap because you get what you pay for. You know, I don't want that to happen. You could be paying $2 a month, but at the end of the day, if something was to happen, you know, you're going to get $2 of coverage, and that ain't going to be enough to really take care of what you need to take care of. So for some things, you don't want to go cheap at all, okay? You know, you pay for value, and you put the right dollars towards the valuable things that's protecting your home. And I know your home is a very prized possession that you have, so make sure that's protected, you know, with the right amount of coverage, with the right bang for your buck, and you're getting the right value for your dollars at the same time. But make sure you review it, because sometimes people don't, and they're overpaying 20-30% sometimes when they didn't have to because of other things that have transpired as they have gotten older, the property's appreciated more, et cetera, et cetera. So make sure that's taken care of, especially, you know, we have all these storm fires going on, we got floods going on and everything. You want to make sure you got all the right coverage, all right? So you're not just waiting for the Red Cross, but you want your insurance company to show up with a check and make sure you're taken care of because you looked at your coverage and you didn't let nothing lapse or fall through the cracks that you thought you had coverage for, but it's really not there. Okay, so we want to be wise in that. Okay, next, moving over on to if you're renting, you know, if you have apartment or renter's insurance or something like that, sometimes it's not mandatory, but, you know, sometimes it's a wise investment for $21 for the year or $36 for the year. You know, it wouldn't hurt sometimes to make sure your valuables are covered in your home. You know, you take vacations, you're out at work, and you're gone for the day. You know, you know, God forbid, would hate to come in and your stuff is gone and all you can do is file a police report, but there's nothing to compensate you for your printer, your computer, your laptop, your cell phones, your speakers, your jewelry, and all those things. So, you know, if you are renting, anything, consider, you know, having some renter's insurance on yourself to protect you in the, God forbid, situation. Something happens at your apartment, you want to be sure that you're covered there as well. All right? That way it's not that hard to start over or to begin again and to build back what was might have lost during a situation like that. And now lastly, the major one I wanted to talk about, which is kind of like a sore spot sometimes, we don't like to talk about it, is our life insurance. Okay, once again, I'm not an agent. Okay, I'm paraphrasing, I'm not an agent. Okay, but I want you to make sure, one, that you have or go get some life insurance. I mean, it's so important. I mean, just the basic premises of it is that we have insurance because our assets that we own is not enough to pay for if something was to happen to us in the unlikely, God forbid, that we pass on, that there's not enough on our asset side of the balance sheet to pay for the expenses of our home going, and then to maintain and keep our family and significant loved ones taken care of. Now, once you reach a certain status in life, sometimes people feel like they don't even need insurance because they're worth so much, they can replace their insurance now for their life with their assets. But until you get to that point, it's good to have it in there. And even the wealthy people, a lot of them, even though they have enough money coming in, enough assets that they had to sell off a football team or sell off their car dealership or whatever else they have to take care of, they still have enough left over to make sure their family's taken care of in their wills and things of that nature. And so that leads me back to make sure that you review your policies annually. Okay, sometimes, you know, there are some policies that people say, well, I got a whole life policy, and I paid it up. And I've seen sometimes, I'm not an agent, but I've seen sometimes when you go back and look at page 21, 31, or 51 of that policy, the money you actually put into that policy, sometimes they're taking the savings portion out of there that you paid into your whole life, and now they're using that to pay your annual premium. And as they pay your annual premium, they're deducting that from either your face value or they're deducting it from your cash value. Okay? And so that's normally hidden way, way, way back on page 21, 31 if you have some type of whole life policy. Now, if you have a term policy generally does not have a cash value added component to it. Term policy just generally means that you're just paying for the insurance. There's no savings attached to it. And, you know, they say it's a maybe a less expensive way to get the maximum amount of coverage you need until you maybe want to get into a whole life policy and things of that nature. But, you know, if you have to start out, you know, get yourself a little term policy. If you're a single mom and, you know, you got children or you got one child and, you know, you got to make sure that they're taken care of. God forbid if something happens to you and you might not be able to afford the higher premiums based on your age or other circumstances, you know, you can get and talk to a professional agent and ask them for a term policy. See, most of the time they may try to sell you a whole life starting out because, you know, it's going to be more beneficial to them. But a term policy, you know, you may get twice the amount of coverage, even though it doesn't have a savings component. And I always tell people, and this is just my recommendation, never mix your savings in with your insurance. Let that do what it's supposed to do. It's supposed to cover you, God forbid, if something happens to you. That's not the place to save money, because when you look once again back on page 21, 29, or 31, it's only saving at about 1 to 3, maybe 4% on an annual basis. That's about almost what the bank is doing, if not a little bit, you know, plus or minus. So it's not a real savings vehicle. You know, that's why they say, you know, sometimes buy term and invest the difference. Well, that's what they mean by that. I'm not pushing one product or the other here on the airways by any means of stretch of the imagination, but I'm just trying to make you aware. I'm just trying to make you aware of the two most sold policies in our community that I know of is either whole life or term. And they get you it, you know, you pay for the whole life and 25, 20 years it's paid up. You never have to make a payment again. And that's great. And that way, if you have a medical condition somewhere down the road, you're still covered, you know. So if you get something later on down the road, a lot of times they still cover you. But, you know, because of so many different medical situations, breakthroughs, and new things that have come into the market that they don't have cures and answers for, they're having too many people file on that claim, some people have written in small clauses that won't allow you to get the full payout on the face value. What I mean by the face value, if it shows you're supposed to get $100,000, that's what we mean by face value. But please always look, if you have a term policy, look on the back and make sure you understand what that means. Because a lot of times you may see these little numbers running on the back of some type of table, and they're starting off at maybe $8,000, and as you look down, 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 it went from 8 to 5 to 5 to 3 to 3 to 300 to almost zero. And sometimes in the small clauses of that policy, it'll say, upon the death of ABC, we'll either pay the face value or the cash value, whichever is less. You got that? Sometimes they'll say the face value is XYZ. However, they'll say we'll either pay the cash value or the face value, whichever one is less. Why? Because they're slanting it towards them to keep them on the stronger side of holding the money. You know, the insurance industry as a whole is one of the strongest financial industries in the world. Everything is insured. Shipping, ship containers coming from China, coming from Africa, coming from Australia, coming from Saudi Arabia, those things are insured. That's a lot of money. Buildings, when we look at all the tall buildings in most major cities from Los Angeles to Orange County to Texas, you know, all the tall buildings, a lot of times those buildings got built by insurance companies. Now, they may have a bank on the outside in their name or something like that, but insurance companies, see, they take our money that we put in insurance and to make sure that it's going to be around when you need it in 5, 10, 15, 20 years down the road, they have to invest it. And so one of the most solid places they put it is in real estate commercial buildings. See, they're taking that money, that premium you're paying in every month, and they're investing that in insurance. They're investing that insurance money into – some of it is going into commercial real estate. Commercial estate. So think like them again. I want you to start thinking towards, if you're not doing it already, the money I'm putting to the side now, I'm going to put this into some type of commercial real estate venture down the road so I can start making money like the bank, start making money like the insurance agency, because they're doing it the smart way, something solid that they're hoping is going to appreciate in value, something that they're hoping is going to have a regular cash flow coming in on it. And so they've already done all the numbers and studies. But, you know, just getting back to the point here, make sure you review your policies. You know, a lot of times I've seen in homes that when I used to sell insurance many, 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 many years ago, it was so sad to see that, you know, the father is sitting there and saying, well, I paid my insurance up, I'm good, and everything else. And it was only like a $25,000 or $15,000 policy. And we remember back in the day, I don't know how old a lot of you are, but in the South and other places where a lot of our people are at, we've had the people that used to come around for the weekly insurance plans. The weekly, I remember my grandmother, every week the man would come knocking on the door to pick up a dollar or 50 cents or something along those lines. Some of you probably remember those plans. And they used to just pick up that 50 cents or a dollar to keep that insurance in force. He was paying $4 a month. But at the end of the day, the burial plan was only $500. Look at my grandmother's plan. She was only going to get $500 when she passed. Meanwhile, she had been paying for over 20-something years this $4, this $1 a week, or whatever it was, to this company. And at the end of the day, she probably gave them about $15,000. $15,000. But at the end, when it was time to cash in, it was only worth $500. Somebody explain that to me. How do you do that to people? How do you take their money like that and then, you know, just siphon it away and give them back less than what they put in? So that's why, for those of you that have seniors in their family, that have older people in their family, and they got that policy, and say, you know, go look at it. It's not a time bomb. It's not, you know, you have the intelligence just to look and read. And then you can call over another professional that's in that industry and say, can you please explain this to me? I know you didn't sell me this policy, but if they're a good insurance professional agent, they'll be more than happy to sit down with you. Now, a lot of times it may not be the guy that's giving you your car insurance on the corner or one of those kind of places. You may have to go to a full, you know, look one up or get a recommendation from somebody. And if you don't have one, please call me. I have a very, very, very good confidant that's in the insurance business, been there for over 15 years, and he's with one of the largest insurance companies in the world. Okay, and so he can just give you some free, non-objectively advice. And he'll say, hey, look, if you need to go this way, go this way. If you need to go that way, go that way. So he's not looking to sell your policy. He's already made an agreement with me that, Rashad, I'll just review your people's stuff, and then I'll just give them my opinion, my professional opinion as an insurance agent, and then they can do what they want. If they want to do something with me, they can. If they want to go back to the agent they have and say, hey, look, I found out this information here. This seems like it's going to be a better track for me. Can you give me a pricing? Can you go back and review this for me and come back with an analysis? That's okay. Feel empowered to take control, to start questioning people that are governing and handling your finances. Just don't sit and be a sheep being led to the wolves or being led off the hill, and you don't even know it's coming because you're not asking, because because they have a nice name on their company, they wear a nice suit, and you're just taking it for granted that what I bought, it came in the envelope, I don't have time to look at it. This is the day. This is the time you need to start taking the time to look at that. And also look at your parents and your grandparents. Some of you are caring for parents and grandparents out there. I don't care if they even live out of state. Tell them to make a copy of it and send it to you, because you would hate to see that when you go to use that policy, it's not going to give you what you was expecting. And so we want to get on that side of the table now where we're in control. We are managing. So we got to become better managers now. So part of your management is learning the other essential tools to be a great steward and a strong manager, not a weak one. But this is the person that's questioning everything now, because it's making the financial decisions on whether or not this is going to benefit us or it's not going to benefit us. It's going to benefit me or it's going to benefit them. But I need to be sure, you need to be sure that you're in good standings. So sometimes people say, well, I got some health issues, I can't afford regular insurance right now, from a life insurance company. There are companies out there today that will still take you with no medical checkups, they say. You see the commercials on TV. Look into those, but still be sure. Read the policy thoroughly. If I buy the policy today and, God forbid, I pass away 2 weeks later, 3 weeks later, what will my family get? They even got clauses on that. If you buy a policy today on some companies, not all of them, but I'm not an expert, if you buy a policy today and you pass away in the first 3 months, 6 months, or 21 days, then they'll say all we're going to pay is the amount of money you paid into the policy. That's it. We're not going to give you the face value because you had to live at least 90 days and then some before we can pay you the full face value. So make sure you read all the little fine lines in there. Take your time. Most insurance companies, from what I remember, they give you a grace period once you buy it to look it over to make sure you're satisfied with it when it comes to your life insurance, because it is a very, very big deal. And so they do give you the time and, some grace period. I don't know what that grace period is anymore, but I know a lot of them give you a grace period when you get a new policy to review it, to make sure you're okay with it. And it's normally within the first 30 days. Because that's the time before the next premium comes out, if you're going to keep it or cancel it. Amen? And so the last thing on this insurance thing is that we know, we've probably 65-70% of you on the phone here today might have known a friend, a family member, an associate, a coworker, that when they passed away and went on to heaven, that there was not no insurance in place. I don't know how many times I've driven down the road and seen families holding car washes and selling sandwiches on the side of the road, and they got a big sign up there, we're trying to bury Hector or whoever it was, God forbid. And, the only reason why they're doing it is because, somebody didn't have the insurance, And so be sure that, you get yourself covered. That's how these other cultures have been elevating and moving themselves. Part of it has been that transfer of wealth, and part of that transfer of wealth has been that insurance policy. Now, if you don't have no children, sometimes a lot of times, even if you have children, make sure you have that will in there. That will. Get a professional, sit down with you, and have a will that's saying how your money is to be handled if you're going to leave it. Whether you're leaving some to your 25-year-old son, your 33-year-old daughter, or your 15-year-old son and your 12-year-old daughter, they're not ready to handle $100,000 or $200,000. So you have to be sure that whatever relative is going to be handling that money, it will stipulate maybe, I'll give Johnny $50,000 in the bank right now to help take care of him for the next 2 years, and then put another $50,000 into a trust account where he can't get it until he either turns 18 or goes to college or both or some other combination like that. This is how these other cultures have been doing their insurance policies. They give it where you get so much up front, you get so much when you reach another milestone, and then you reach so much when you get another milestone. So the first milestone might be when you turn 18, you get another piece of it. When you turn 25, you get another piece of it, and you finish college, or you're starting a business, and you got to have a business plan. So you can write in those criteria. Or when I leave, I want to leave, $25,000, $15,000 to my favorite pastor and his mission. Or I want to leave it to a church. Or I want to leave it to, the pastor and what he's doing. I want to leave a portion to this over there so he can help continue blessing the gospel, blessing the ministry to move forward. You know, you may not be looking for, you know, somebody to put a brick in a building after your name or put a bench with your name on it or name one of the corridors after you. I mean, a lot of people do that, and there's nothing wrong with that. But, you know, that's the power that you have with that type of money that you will receive or your grandparents are receiving and so forth. So, you know, you can sit down with what professionals on that. If you need help with that, once again, call me up and I will direct you or talk to Pastor E. I know he may have some people in his Rolodex as well that are very well versed on this subject more than I am. But just from a standpoint of knowing what's in those insurance policies, they have been like little minefields that by the time the family goes to find it in the closet, buried behind the safe, underneath the mattress, behind door number 3 or 4, and they look underneath the rug and they finally get grandpa's insurance policy, you know, it's not what it should have been or could have been. You know, sometimes people say, look, I'm just at that age now where all I want is a burial policy. They say no medical examination is required. I just want to be sure that I can have at least $15,000, you know, $10,000 to put me away or whatever you're going to do at that point, God forbid. You know, that's okay too, but just make sure you read between the fine lines and you make sure that you understand it or get someone else in your family to help you understand it if you don't. But then once again, talk back to that professional and make sure you read page 21, 31. Don't just read the first two pages. Because a lot of times they have those little small fine print stipulations that if you die because you was coughing 3 times in one night, we ain't paying. I know it was just $10,000, but we ain't paying because that one condition we're not paying out on. And so make sure that you understand what you have so you'll be empowered to be able to use it when it's time to use it. Amen? So that's what I really want to express and expound on today was just the power of insurance. It is so powerful. It has helped elevated and moved so many other cultures in terms of
you sure were very you were sure very vocal to let us know you're not trying to sell no insurance. But I tell
and I do not have an insurance license. But you are very educated.
You know some about insurance. Oh, you own it. You are on it. That's what's so dynamic about what we do here. Is that we're not trying to sell anybody or anything but serving God. But we can give you some free information that can help you go to the next level. Now you said some great things. I think we need to do a promo because Minister Rashad is about to hit the network on the last Tuesday of every month. So the 31st month of October will be the kickoff show where we're talking about money management. We're talking about money investment. And Minister Rashad, I'm going to be out the way. I believe God sent this show just for me. I'm going to be the biggest listener, the biggest note taker, and the biggest worker. I'm going to go to work and make some things change in my life that I just, you know, for a long time, Minister Rashad, even as people of God, we think that we start serving God, he's just going to wash it all away. Oh, it doesn't happen that way. he ain't working that way. He's not a mysterious God. He's a miraculous God that gives you the power to climb those mountains and make things better. I have to go to work on the issues of renter insurance. That's important. I just got concerned about that. But how many times have I rented? And somebody did break in. Somebody did break a window, and I ended up having to occur all the costs. That's a dynamic thing right there. But life insurance, oh my God. I guarantee you 50%. I'm only going to guarantee that. 50% of listening tonight does not have life insurance for whatever reason. But that's something we need to talk more about. I'm encouraged that you said you had a friend. Is that going to be your first guest on the 31st, or are you going to bring him on the second week? For money, man. Did we come up with a name?
I will check his schedule, Pastor, and I will see. I'm sure he will be more than happy to make himself available to point out some things, talk to some folks. And once again, it's not about selling, but it's about, you know, he knows he's coming in from a community base of being able to just share information that we should know as a people. We should know as a body of Christ because the other people do know. And we just don't know.
Right.
And that's another note on that is that, you know, that I forgot to mention, you know, look at how much insurance they're trying to put on your children as well. You know, if your child is under 18, they don't need a $200,000 policy. It's going to help that insurance agent make some money. But your child is not the breadwinner. Okay, that kind of money needs to be the breadwinner. You just need something simple for them. And it also puts people in kind of like in a temptation situation. Like, man, if I just knock this old crazy little son, I ain't going to give me $200,000.
Quit that.
You keep it conservative. You know, your child don't need no more than $15,000 or $20,000
right.
on them. They don't need no $100,000. They're not the breadwinner. So don't let them upsell you on that. Say, look, I'll just take $15,000, and that will, you know, or maybe you have it now, and that's too much. You know, so you can definitely talk to them and have that reviewed that after further, you know, it's like the NFL, after they, you know, have a touchdown and it's controversial, they say, all right, we got to go to the booth and look at it. And then they come back and say, after further review, this is not a touchdown. So you need to go back into the booth and have a further review on your policy and how they're putting your children in there and make sure it's written up the right way and it's not over giving them more than what they need.
Take it Amen. To the booth. There's another 50% that have policies you've never looked at. You keep paying these premiums. You keep praying and playing. Now, listen, the first agent you got told you, oh, no, this will always pay back. You better go check the fine lines because as you said that, I had a friend of mine that was in a financial situation and said, the last resort is, oh, wait, my insurance policy. And when they finally looked into it, they said, you don't get any money back on that. And
right.
you might
or they come
not get.
Or they come
that?
In with, you can borrow against your policy. I see you have $8,000 or $5,000 in your cash value. I'll lend you your own money. Think about that. I'll lend you your
right.
own money at 6%. That's backwards. How you going to lend me my own money at 6%?
My own money.
That's my money.
And when
my
you,
cash value.
And just like business, money don't sit dormant. People that have your money is investing your money to grow their business.
Right.
You are not just saving money in the bank to say you're saving money. Believe me, they're using your money and the capital of that establishment to go get more money.
To get more money, right. Right. That's it.
So never think you're just saving money in an institution. Those people are using your money to go borrow more money to grow their money and give you lower interest rates, but you still never make money because you're not investing for yourself. Oh, I'm excited about the money minute. I'm excited about what's the word, Minister Terry. I'm about to open the line. There she is. And let us just really enjoy. I'm excited about the last Tuesday of every month for you just to really sow into me. So I'm thankful that we can grow there. I'm thankful also that the best is yet to come. Being prophetic right now, there are some things about to really launch in our crossover because it's something we've never ever done before, but we're learning to really trust God and the people he puts in our lives to be authentic and to be hard workers and to be, what you call them, managers and good, stewards. See, if a bunch of us get together, we can really see the mountains still there, but climbable.
Right.
Achievable.
Amen.
That we can really climb these mountains and stand on the top and say, thank you, Jesus, because it was only with him. Minister Terry, what's the
Amen.
Word? Thank you so much tonight.
Yes. Good evening. Good evening, family. Good evening, Minister Rashad, again. I'm over here like you, Pastor, taking so many notes and everything, but he did hit it right on with that life insurance because that's something that, and you said about 50% of us may not have it, and renter's insurance, that's something that we value our values, even though if we're renting an apartment or renting a house, we got to have that renter's insurance because they can come in and take everything. Where are you? So the bottom line is, Minister Rashad Pastry, is just being wise. The book, the word of God, it's wisdom. He left it. He left his word for us to become wiser, you know. I'm wiser, you know. So glory be to God. Also, Money Minutes, Minister Rashad. God bless.
God bless you too, my sister.
Amen.
Amen.
Excuse me again. As I said, I'll be going back and forth from people calling in saying, hey, when is that going to start, the 31st? People blowing it up, wanting to hear more about being able to really concentrate on that. But I'm telling everybody out there today, as we all give our closing remarks, we're going to come back to Minister Rashad. We definitely want you to know about Titans and how that company can help you. We also want you to know more about what his thoughts are on for his broadcast here on the Now Network from his lips. But before we go there, I want to say this. Before I can help you, before Minister Rashad, Mr. Terry, or any of our team can ever help you, you must learn to first help yourself. Something that God just, we were ministering this morning, but this scripture came up. And I just, it was so, I've been blowed up in the spirit all day about it. Because when I spoke it, it was just so confirming that it starts with me. I must do better now. The change I want to see, it must be first seen in me and not seen by other people. I must notice the change. I must notice the rearranging. I must notice the transformation, not of my physical, but of my mind. But before you do anything, watch what it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5. Examine yourselves as to whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not know yourselves that Jesus Christ is in you? Unless indeed you are disqualified. But I trust that you will know that we are not disqualified. If you're not disqualified, you have to be qualified. First of all, you got to learn to examine yourself. Don't you know I know me better than any of you guys? I know what things trigger me to stop. I know what lengths I won't go any further. See, you could trust me and press me and do all that, and I'm going to go stretch and stretch, but I know my limits. Then it says to test yourself. See, even when you know your limits, you got to still learn to test yourself. Go through it. See if you can withstand. See if you can be committed to the no look envelope. See if you can be committed to the receipt envelope. See if you can be committed to the renter insurance and the life insurance. Those takes commitments, but it takes you to examine yourself that you know what you've been lacking. And we're not pointing fingers, we're not throwing stones or even pebbles. We're saying, I'm just like you, but I knew how to go before the Lord and say, forgive me. I repent. I didn't make it. But today, I want to be in right standing with you, so I believe that you forgive me, that now I have the power to forgive. So as I examine myself daily, see, taking up your cross daily, denying yourself daily means examination. So when you examine yourself, don't you know that the only reason you're looking to see for anything that is a contamination to God? Then when you test yourself, even when you think you all that in a bag of trips, the testing part now puts you to the test to say, I can resist myself. The devil didn't make you spend it. The devil didn't make you do it. The devil didn't he only can give you an option. You have to make the decision. But I choose today to decide to be better, to do better, to study better, to love better, and to let God lead me, because I'm examining myself. I'm tired of people telling me about me because they're always wrong. Thank you, high five. I got about five high fives in the spirit. I just felt it right there. You know they wrong, but you know you better. I'm tired of waiting around for somebody to tell me I need to change this, change that. And it's been every day it reminds me that I'm not doing the right thing. You know it's you too. But today is the day that the Lord has made that I'm going to make my own decisions to do better. I'm going to check myself by, watch this, examining myself. And I'm not going to take it for granted. I'm going to test myself because I'm qualified. Amen. That's my closing remarks here on the Now Network, Minister Terry. But I'm qualified.
Amen. Amen. I want to leave with the listeners. Believe in Jesus. He believes in us. He paid for us to live free, freely, no limits. I tell you, Jesus can change your life. I'm a living testimony. Glory be to God. Amen.
Minister Rashad.
Sir, just wanted to leave the listeners with, you're hitting the nail right on the head, brother. I'm just going to echo what you've already said. You know, in all thy getting, get wisdom and understanding. Wisdom is the principal key. Wisdom is the starting point. Wisdom is how you put it all together. You know, wisdom will help you confound the complex things of this world. And it's very simple. It's not hard. It's not nothing over your head, because I believe you have unlimited potential, which means you have an unlimited mind. Why? Because you have a mindset that was built by God, given to you by God. So there's nothing that this world can give you that you cannot take the time, the steps, the processes, get the code, get the book, the manual, or whatever else is needed, and dissect that situation. It's time to go to work. The day of expediency, the day of the drive-through, the day of just wanting it now and paying for it later, all those things, we have to stop and have a better conscious awareness of what we're doing and the ramifications of the people it's going to affect. We got to have this conscious awareness of, I'm starting to set dates and timetables on what I would like to see happen. And before you do it all, you know, like they say, when you're doing all your planning, take it to God first. Take your plans to God first, and then you will succeed. So make sure that we're not just doing this on our own, but we are also using the power and the favor of the Holy Ghost, power that resonates and will release itself and will give you the wisdom. It's going to point you in the right direction. It's going to point you to the right people, the books, the YouTube, the website, and make it available to you. It's out there. And so just be patient, my brothers and sisters. This is not a race to the end. This is a race to get better day by day. Set a date on, you know, by, you know, July or February 2018, my credit score is going to be here. I'm going to have so much more paid down. So just start setting some little dates for yourself in pencil. So if it doesn't work out, you can go another direction. So just be patient, learn to trust God, and know that God can turn any situation around. Just be patient. Do it day by day. You don't have to do it all overnight. And continue to stay lifted up in the Word. Amen.
Amen.
Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.